From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Obama administration officials went before Congress to defend the president's decision to send more troops to Afghanistan. There is skepticism over the plan among Democrats and Republicans. Judith LeBlanc, an organizer with Peace Action New York State, says her group thinks most Americans don't support the plan.
We believe that the majority should have a say-so, and we're targeting the Congress now to continue the debate about sending more troops to Afghanistan.
Some Democrats have questioned the idea of escalating the war, while Republicans say they're concerned about Mr. Obama's plan to start bringing troops home from Afghanistan in July 2011. Prime Minister Gordon Brown has told Parliament his government endorses the proposed U.S. troop increase. Britain has the second largest force in Afghanistan after the United States. Larry Miller has this report from London.
While not offering a timetable for pulling out British troops, Brown said that would not happen until Afghan forces are able to do the job themselves. But he insisted that must be sooner rather than later.
And as President Obama said last night, there is no blank check for President Karzai. He has to take the action as necessary.
Brown said the military surge has to be matched by what he called a political and diplomatic surge.
It will be no use for the future of Afghanistan if there is no security around Afghanistan with the neighbors off Afghanistan. And that's why they have a very important role to play in the future in guaranteeing non-interference in Afghans' affairs.
Britain is hosting an international conference on Afghanistan in January, at which President Karzai will be asked to set out his plan for taking over more of the responsibility for security and eradicating corruption. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Chicago, a federal judge says she wants to review a five-hour interview that prosecutors had with a man accused of planning a terrorist attack. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildeboer has the story.
The interview was recorded right after Tahawar Rana was arrested in mid-October. He's accused of planning an attack on a Danish newspaper that printed cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. And press accounts in India say Rana's being investigated for connections to the Mumbai attacks that left more than 160 people dead. The judge in Chicago says she wants to watch a DVD of the entire five-hour interview Rana had with federal authorities. She's expressed a willingness to let Rana out on bond, but has repeatedly stressed that she wants all the information before making a decision. Rana's defense attorney says friends and family are ready to post $1 million in bond with their homes as collateral. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildeboer in Chicago.
Walmart has agreed to pay $40 million to some 87,500 employees in Massachusetts. The workers had claimed that Walmart denied them rest and meal breaks and had manipulated time cards and refused to pay overtime. This is NPR News. The cabinet in Nigeria has rejected calls for the president to resign on the grounds that ill health is preventing him from doing his job. He's currently in Saudi Arabia receiving treatment for a heart ailment. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton has details.
Dozens of prominent Nigerian politicians issued a blunt statement warning that President Umaru Musa Araduwa's illness had led to a dangerous leadership vacuum. He's reported to be suffering from acute pericarditis, which is the inflammation of the lining of the heart. Senior public figures said the president's absence in Saudi Arabia meant there was no one in charge of Africa's most populous nation and top oil exporter. The petition appears to reflect growing public opinion and rumors of ministerial infighting and routine flouting of the president's orders. Nigeria's information minister said his hospitalization was no reason for Eredua to resign because all sectors of government were functioning. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has chosen Nigerian diplomat Ibrahim Gambari to lead the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping mission to Sudan's Darfur region. Gambari is a former Nigerian foreign minister and the current UN special envoy to Myanmar. He will replace Rodolphe Adada, a former foreign minister of the Republic of Congo, who resigned from the post in August. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 312 points at 99.21. On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow lost 18 points, the Nasdaq gained 9. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.